take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
It is indeed. Morena Molly, Morena Caitlin.
Morena.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Karen. What a treat.
Yeah.
Like, fancy new band. Tell me more. I've seen the poster for Friday night.
Yes.
And it's the one showcase that you have a year.
Yes.
The live showcase.
That's right. So you may have heard on a Friday morning on Morning Glory with Lucia, almost every week, pretty much every week of the year, bar public holidays, we have a live band here in the studio where we are sitting. You can't see it, but it's a very small space. And then once a year, a couple of those bands that have been on the segment throughout the year play a gig. And it's awesome. And it's a great way to celebrate the segment and all the cool emerging talent that we have in Tamaki, sometimes further afield, like Dunedin bands as well, usually.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this today at the start of New Zealand Music Month.
I know, yeah.
That's great.
I'm fairly certain, listeners, you might know if you've been to one of the earlier showcases, because it's 19th year for the segment, so 18th year for the showcase.
Gee.
It's always been in May. Penny Black said that usually it was very dark outside at the King's Arms when it finished, when it started, so it must have been in May, and that would have been at like 5 p.m. But yeah, first started the segment 2006 on Mikey Havoc's Breakfast Show. So it's crazy.
Was it that long ago?
And then, 2007, the first ever showcase at the King's Arms, and everyone who attended went into the draw to win a Nokia 6288 phone preloaded with 125 New Zealand tracks.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we don't have anything like that.
No, you don't have prizes anymore.
No,
we do, but...
We do have prizes.
That'd be pretty cheap. Finding that phone might be expensive these days.
Yeah. Now there's kind of that Luddite movement to go back to pre-smartphones. But anyway.
That Luddite movement. It's last century, isn't it?
Yeah. I think they're bringing it back.
Who's featured on Fancy New Band over the years?
There's some really, like, I was just looking through the list. It's quite hard to pull everything together. Like, it's all sporadic, spread across, like, under the radar, our website, random tweets. 2007, the first showcase, it was over two nights at the King's Arms. And it was a massive lineup, obviously. There was Infinite Flying Kick, The Bengal Lights, DHDFDs, Collapsing Cities, bunch more. 2014, that was the next lineup I could find. So it did happen in those years, I just couldn't find any evidence. And I'm sure it's in the cupboard where we saw all the posters. Yeah. But 2014, still at the King's Arms.
There's got to be somebody in the between those years that went. But
please text in if you played or if you know. So 2014, this was a crazy lineup. This would have been when I was in year 13. But looking at this lineup, I was like, well, that... Like, meet Christchurch, me, at high school, I'd have been like, what? But it was like Race Banyan, Totems, Heavy, Purple Pilgrims. So sick.
I'm going to play Purple Pilgrims later this morning.
Yeah. They've changed their name, but yeah.
Were you in year 13?
Yeah.
I was in year 10. So yeah. I know. So I didn't really know who many of those bands were. Probably, but like... Kids in Space around sort of that time and Purple Pilgrims.
Yeah. I would have tried to sneak in without being 18, definitely.
Gosh, if you'd asked me, I wouldn't have thought that Purple Pilgrims were playing in that year, that they were kind of a bit later.
It is crazy, yeah. It's weird. It's merged together the years. It feels like not that long ago. But
time.
Yeah. And then 2018, getting a bit closer to the current year, it was at Whammy Backroom and the Wine Cellar, which those three rooms hosted it for quite a number of years. And Skeela was on that lineup, Leaping Tiger, Fire in the Rumble. Really always, like, killer lineups. 2020, it was live streamed over video. Deb 5000 played, Rip Ship, Crap Date. 2021, this is also a great lineup. Emmanuel, Greco Romank, Van Staden and Bomb. And my mate Luda, shout out Emma. Obviously the lineups were much bigger than this, but at this point it was a one night only.
Greco-Roman number one on the BFM top 10 this week.
That's right. Yeah, with their new single with Princess Chelsea. It's right. very good. And 2022, this is when I think Jess Fu was curating the lineup. So there was a lot more kind of electronic music and there was an after party vibe where DJs would play. And actually this was around when I started volunteering at BFM and I played that fancy new band, but as a DJ. So that was cool.
They're all growing up now.
Yeah, that was my first gig in Tamaki.
Whoa.
And that lineup was amazing. Juju Lips played, which was sick.
Need to say more.
Ringlets, Crystal Chen, Halftime, LB, and of course Versetti was the other DJ. I think the fire alarm went off midway through my set, so I played like 30 minutes. And then it shut down. Yeah, I thought it was all good.
It's a good set.
And then the last one at Whammy Backroom in the Wine Cellar was 2023. And that also had a great lineup. It was Elliot and Vincent, Ballot Box, Yaya, Chris Arrow, Chase Woods.
So you didn't have one last year.
We did.
We had it at the Tuning Fork last year. So it was Tuning Fork sponsor Morning Glory. So it was, you know, apt that we made the shift there and live streamed it. We had Big Sir, Shoeless, Blunt Dog, Buzz, and Group Chat, which is like incredible that all of them have sort of been booked and booked and booked locally and internationally since that gig, which is awesome.
And they've all gone on to play more gigs. Friday Lives, Drive Islands, because we're massive fans.
Yeah.
That was your first year.
That was my first fancy band.
As events manager.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking with Caitlin and Molly about fancy new band, and we'll talk about the one that's coming up this Friday night at the Tuning Fork, May the 9th.
Yes.
Featuring a couple of, five bands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Including this band, Midnight Green, and the track Glory. We'll come back in a moment.
Thank you.
That's Midnight Green. They're going to be a fancy new band this Friday night at the Tuning Fork, and I'm here with Caitlin, who's the events manager at BFM, and Molly, who's an exec producer, who've come to tell me, we've learned about a little bit about the history of Fancy New Band. And Caitlin, this Friday night,
yes,
who's playing besides Midnight Green?
Yes, so obviously Midnight Green have just performed. We've got Lipstick Cherry, who are like a, I think they're our only high school band on the lineup.
What school are they from? Do you know? Remember?
Probably, I can't remember. Probably Springs.
They might have just graduated. Yeah. We're still trying to figure that one out.
They all come from Springs.
That gorge.
But they are like a three-piece punk girl band.
Riot girl band.
They're so awesome and energetic, and their set was so electric in here. We've got Community Treatment Order. We're going to hear from after this. And how would you describe Community Treatment Order?
They're like post-punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very kind of like if you're moody and you got some anger, but like in a restrained way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're quite...
if you're moody and you've got some anger, but
you
want to
get
it...
Like it's post-punk. Yeah. Like you want to... You're not quite like...
You
want
to be chill about releasing it, you know?
Yeah.
they're the kind of band you should be coming along to see.
That's sick.
But they're like, them and Midnight Green are sort of our like more experienced musicians in a fresh sort of band, whereas the others are just like very fresh bands but are still very, very tight. We've got CCTV, who have been charting all year on BFM, and their set in here was one of my favourites. It was very punk, it was very rock. Sean, the lead singer, is actually on our video team. His new nickname is Rock God. He's just, they're incredible. And
does he like that nickname?
I think makes him a little bit shy, but the band love it. So that's good. That's good.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
He's just a crazy front person.
Yeah.
I was going to tuck that in. Like, if you haven't seen them yet, he's just got amazing energy, and
yes,
the whole band do as well.
Yeah, they will get you in the pit. And then we've got Lucien Rice sort of closing off that lineup. Lucien's very like, how would you describe Lucien?
I mean, I'm pretty bad with genres, but I'd say it's kind of shoegazy, kind of internet. There's like vocal processing, which I love. It's like kind of shoegaze, sort of Young Lean meets Alex G. I don't know what that genre is, and there's kind of a lot of things that are in that sphere.
I was thinking about, I was like, it's definitely like shoegaze, but I was like, the word that I'm not thinking is shoegaze. The word I was like, it's slow dive, and I was like, well, it's not slow dive, but yeah.
You could say both.
So how long does a set does each band or artist get?
Is it like 30 or 45?
I think it's 30.
30 minutes each?
It's pretty short sets because it's a showcase.
Yes. So 7 till 11 at the Tuning Fork.
Yes.
And it's pay what you can. We wanted to make sure
that's
it was as accessible as possible. And it's
what
all
if you
ages
don't have
as well.
I mean, just volunteer at 95BFM.
Yeah,
go to the website, 95BFM.com/volunteer.
Yeah.
Need some more volunteers?
Yeah,
always.
Honestly, give us a dollar and we'll be happy.
Yeah. That's nice.
But it is, it's the coolest event of the year, and of course if people can't make it, we're live streaming it on our YouTube and on air as well.
Oh, great.
Thanks to the wonderful Rick Breeze. What else is there to say about Fancy Band? It's just great.
All ages is a big thing.
Yeah, all ages. We wanted to make that accessible as well, because they are quite young bands as well. But especially if people are listening and they're booking artists as well, like Fancy New Band is such a good way to expand your horizons, I guess, because sometimes when you're booking an event, you've got tunnel vision, you know? Whereas if you can sort of discover this, like we're so honoured and thrilled to have this platform that we can showcase these new artists and show them to the world, and hopefully they go on to get booked and busy, you know?
Yeah,
and what a great thing for New Zealand Music Month too,
exactly,
to celebrate New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Caitlin. Thank you, Molly, for coming
in.
Thank you, Karen.
You've chosen another track to play that's going to happen on Friday night, Community Treatment Order, the band, with Francis of the Mist.
Yes.
You going to go out with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
this sounds great.
And what's the rest of the day hold for you two?
Coffee, yeah, pastry. Oh gosh,
coffee and pastry sounds good. Joel, who was on earlier, yeah, they said that the coffee was horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, well, Joel's the one making it.
Yeah, Joel's.
Gosh. Yeah. So no coffee from here.
No. That's like a desperate work feat. Me making myself a coffee. I'll go politely get one from the baristas who know what they're doing.
Good. It's a beautiful day outside.
Exactly.
So thank you for joining us on your Saturday. I appreciate it. And Fancy new band on next Friday night, mm-hmm. The Tuning Fork, 7 till 11. Pay what you can, mm-hmm. and head along.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen. We'll be right back.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.